today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns. So for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
What do you think is one of the biggest issues we have in the body of Christ? Have you ever noticed what happens when one member of your body does not function as it should? You've sent the signal from your brain, giving instructions on what you would like for it to do. You want your legs to move forward, but it's going backwards. You're instructing your hands to grab a pen, but they're not responding. You know you should give a certain person a hug, but your arms will not extend to carry out the act. What's wrong? Are the signals crossed? Is the body working properly? Are you walking in unity with yourself? The body of Christ is made up of individuals called members who must walk in unity with one another to move forward and accomplish the mission that is set before us. Walking in unity with self is the prelude to the church, the body of Christ working together as one. In Ephesians chapter 4, verses 4 through 6, it is written, "There is one body and one spirit, just as you were called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all." Understanding that there is a oneness that ultimately defines who we are is the key to resolving the conflict that exists with self. There is conflict between who you are today and who God has predestined you to be. That unresolved conflict is the wall that separates you from the real you. The human dilemma that exists is the good that you want to do, you don't do for the bad you allow. If we want to walk in unity as the body of Christ, we have to make the decision to resolve the internal conflict. Yes, you have accepted Christ, but there's still disunity. God is love, and when you accept Him, you become love expressed. Everything you do lifts up the name of Jesus so He can draw all men to Himself. That includes you. In order to do this effectively, we must walk in unity with ourselves first, then we can walk with others in unity. Examine yourself. Stop looking out of the window of your house and focus on resolving the internal conflict that exists in you. Remember, you are the temple of the living God. Meet with Him and become one. These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message, start your personal Bible reading plan, customize your private journal, and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.